And just to give an example of what can happen when you do contact this program, you might remember yesterday, and let's start off the program on this by reminding you of the force that you have behind you. You'll remember yesterday we were talking to Siobhan. She contacted us to tell us about her car being clamped for having had no tax for almost a year. The only problem is Siobhan was supposed to have the tax sorted for her after she bought the car from Charles Hirst. She rang them. They didn't bother getting back to her. Here's what she told me.
Basically, Stephen, I have a car with Charles Hirst, contract hire, purchased 3 years ago, and your tax is included as part of the deal. Came out of voucher on Sunday with the two boys. I have an autistic five-year-old and just looked across at my car. My car's clamped with a big sticker on the driver's side. I was crying, shaking, got myself in a terrible state. You know yourself, Stephen, Saturday and a Sunday. Sunday's nearly a busier day than Sunday. The amount of people stood and looked at me.
Oh, big time. Deeply embarrassing for you.
Embarrassing. A child having a meltdown. I mean, we were there for just under 2 hours. Run after him anyway. He just literally didn't want to know. Pay £260 on the spot and I'll unclamp your car. So I phoned my husband.
That's what he said to you?
Yeah, because it was £100 to take the clamp off. But because he looks at my car's on tax, I had to pay £160 for the tax.
You must have phoned Charles Hirst at some stage and said, what's going on here?
On Sunday, standing there, because it was just literally down the road from them, thinking they might open on a Sunday. No. So I had to wait then till Monday morning.
And when you contacted them on Monday, what did they say to you?
This is the registration of my car. Can you guarantee that my car's taxed with you? It's contact hire. I got a fellow to confirm it 3 times. Yes, 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 Mrs. McAllister. And I said, right, okay. Then we asked for a manager to phone us back. And as of yet, Stephen, I haven't heard back from Charles Hirst. I don't know whether I'm driving a legal car. Don't know whether I've been fined and there's receipts sitting in somewhere where I pay the finance. No one has given me a courtesy call to say, we're sorry this happened.
Nobody from Charles Hirst has been in touch.
As I say, we asked for a manager to phone back. And Stephen, I'm not phoning somebody to beg them to help me. When I pay them every month, and if I hadn't paid for my car 1 month, they would be on my door wanting their car back because I'd stopped the contract.
So that was yesterday. Siobhan's back with me this morning again. Morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Stephen.
There's a reason why we're putting this at the very top of the programme today, and it is to send a message to the wider public that you do have clout, all right? What happened yesterday, Siobhan, after you came on the programme?
Well, yesterday, thank you to you all for the help, because I did. I got a phone call about 2 hours after the show from one of the directors called Jeff from Charles Hirst, and put my mind at ease straight away to tell me that, yes, he'd contacted DVLNI, my car was legal, took full responsibility, and he is dealing with my case himself. He doesn't want the finance company to contact me at all. We were on the phone for a wee while, and he wants to restore my faith in Charles Hirst. And then in the afternoon, I got a hand-delivered bouquet of flowers with my cheque from his PA, and he wants to meet me on Monday morning. So I will be in touch with you on Monday to see how that goes. But I just feel delighted that I know that I can go out in my car with my children and that I'm legal. And it has put my mind at rest, something shocking.
Well, to be fair to Charles Hirst, that's a big response from them within just a couple of hours. Uh-huh. But again, to be fair also to the story, they knew about it since last week. They then knew there was a problem. Well, they knew about it since Monday, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
When you were phoning them. And it shouldn't need the Nolan Show for them to start sending you flowers and directors getting in touch. When you phoned them in your own right as their customer, they should have cared more at that stage rather than just when it became a media story.
No, and Jeff, the director, did take full responsibility and said that it shouldn't have had to go that far, and he did apologise, and they have, as Charles Hirst, taken responsibility. Again, the finance company did say that they had been trying to contact me, but I haven't been outside the house, so I don't know what number they've been calling. But I'm just, as I say to you, I'm just delighted to know that I'm legal on the road and that you were able to help, and we'll just take it. And I'll just keep you informed of what happens then come Monday. So, as I say to you, if anybody else is out there and they need your help, I would be the first to say, contact you.
I was thinking about your story last night, Siobhan, right? When I was lying in bed, actually. You see when...
Clean windows now, Stephen.
No, don't start me about that. You see when you were then in the... When you were in the car park off the Boucher Road,
yeah,
and the clampers had put a big sticker on your car,
yeah,
and what can you remember exactly what that sticker said?
Yeah, I sent you the photograph. It just says this car. I think this car cannot be moved. It's untaxed. I could go and get you exactly what it says.
I'm sure the team will be able to find me if they're awake in here.
Uh-huh.
No, they're half sleeping. Uh-huh. I'm sure they'll be able to find me a picture.
Yeah.
Because here's where my mind started going last night.
Uh-huh.
The law of defamation, okay?
Yeah.
I wonder, could you take a case? I just wonder. I don't know, but I wonder. Because there would have been many people around that car park. You said you were embarrassed and you were looking around you. There's then a huge sticker implying that you haven't paid your car tax.
With a big orange clamp.
Right, with a big orange clamp.
Yeah.
Actually...
Uh-huh.
Wasn't up to you to pay the car tax.
But I just wanted to, as a mum, get my children home safe.
No, you did. Nobody helped you.
Yeah, and I did. I've contacted my brother who lives in Belfast. And I must give a shout out to a guy called Thomas, who did come back. That was one of the guys who did challenge. I didn't get to say that yesterday. But Thomas came back to ask me, was I okay? And I did take his name and number because he said he would go as a, you know, if I needed somebody to witness the way the DVLNI guy spoke to me. And he has been texting me to see how I've been getting on. But you know something? I'm just delighted now that I know I can drive safe. And
good.
I don't know whether that's something we could talk about. I had never even thought about it, Stephen, to be honest with you.
I wonder, have you been... You know, if you, God forbid, had have been in an accident,
well,
were you insured over the last year?
I don't know. I've been asked. I have been tormenting myself. And then that's what I said to you yesterday too. I know I was nervous. I'm still nervous talking to you. But is there fines? Have I been caught on camera? You know, I don't live in Belfast, but I've been travelling to Belfast. I'm from Belfast. Has fines been sent to the address where I pay my car? Are they piling up? I don't know that. I honestly don't know. So, I don't know.
And beyond the, so Charleshurst have refunded you the cost of the fine, basically, right? The clamping fine.
Yeah.
Is that right?
£260 is the check.
Have they given you any money for your distress, for your inconvenience, anything like that beyond a bunch of flowers?
No, well, to be honest with you now, Jeff did have a conversation with me yesterday. And if I had said yesterday, when Jeff said, can I meet you and your husband? If I had said yesterday, I'll meet you in an hour, I think he would have said yes, no problem. But Stephen, I broke down with him. I just was so delighted when he told me my car was legal. I just wanted to chill out with my children and just take my son for an ice cream because he hadn't had an ice cream. And just chill. And my husband does nights. So I just said to him, look, can we have a weekend where I can chill out and I'll meet you Monday morning? So if that's something he wants to discuss with me, I don't know. And I will be in contact with you and let you know what the outcome of that meeting is. I'm meeting him at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. I just know that he genuinely sounded really apologetic and did say that he will have to look into this. And as I say to you, put my mind at rest.
Yeah, Charleshurst have said in a statement to the Nolan Show, we have moved swiftly to refund Ms. McAllister for penalties and tax she has been forced to pay. Well, no, you didn't. You did not move swiftly. When Siobhan called you, I'm speaking to Charleshurst now, when Siobhan, as one of your customers, called you on Monday, you didn't even phone her back. Then there was Tuesday, then there was Wednesday, then there was Thursday. And it was only after the wider public in Northern Ireland knew that you were a company not phoning your customer back that you moved. So Charleshurst's interpretation of moving swiftly is really interesting. And that was after they had issued an initial media statement to us. So how that company didn't think to themselves, have we been in touch with our customer? why haven't we been in touch with our customer is quite incredible.
I know you've given me more food for thought. Now I'm just, I really don't know. Maybe that's something we need to take up with him again, and as I say, I'll speak to him on Monday and see how that conversation goes, because I'm just a normal girl. Stephen takes my kids out. You know, I don't live beyond my means.
I get it.
You know, it's just a car for me and my children. My husband has his own car, and I just want to be able to go from A to B. And
look, see, to be honest with you, look, there was what they're calling an administrative error, uh-huh. and that can happen. That happens in the BBC. That can happen in any company. Yeah. We can all make mistakes. Uh-huh. The part of this story which is interesting is what they didn't do after they realised the mistake was made. You spoke to Charles Hirst on Monday.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything for you.
No.
That's the story.
Yeah. Well, I did ask that to Jeff yesterday. I said, like, I didn't actually contact you, my husband did, because I just didn't know what to do. I was waiting for them, and I was giving them the benefit of the doubt, thinking by close of business, I'll get some sort of feedback. And I did say to him, you know, if I hadn't have contacted Stephen Nolan and his team, was I going to have to continue to chase you? But again, that's all ifs and buts, because, you know, we know what happened, and even the RCI team saying they tried to contact me.
Charles Hirst have said further down in their statement, with Miss McAllister's agreement, we're meeting with her next week to ensure that she's fully content with all actions taken. Our customer and partner relationships remain our priority at all times, and we're already urgently investigating the circumstances of this regrettable incident as part of a wider review. Just finally, Siobhan, I believe that they've asked you if you're considering changing your car again.
Well, he did hear me saying that, because I did say that to you. We were actually down with Dan about a month ago, because of Oliver's we need something bigger so that he has more room in the back.
Would you shop with them again?
Well, if he can restore my faith, yes. Everybody deserves a second chance. And I'm not somebody that holds grudges, and I'm not out to get.
Well, I wonder, will they give you a really good deal?
Well, again, Stephen, you'll be the first person I contact after I speak to Jeff on Monday morning. I guarantee you, I will phone you. And Tommy and your background staff, I just can't say thank you enough. I really can't. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. You're paying for it through your licence fee. So thank you. Thank you very, very much for getting in contact with us. All right.
Take care, Stephen.
Thank you. All the best. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Morning to you. Right. 17 minutes past nine. That might sound like a little story, but again, the reason why we led with it at the top of this programme this morning, we want to encourage you, if you've got a story, no matter how big or small, send it to that email, nolan@bbc.co.uk.